you guys, when they're done with you, they're done with you. Listen to what I'm saying. When most women leave most of you guys, they're done with you. They're done with the relationship. They're done with everything that you're about. But we've always given you things throughout these years to outlive the relationship. Even with the birthday, I mean, the Halloween game, Valentine's Day, Easter, those things are going to keep you. Why do y'all think I've always told you guys since the Pussy Whip show in like 2000 or whatever the fuck it was that February, here are your major dates. The day after Thanksgiving, the Christmas Eve, Christmas, or the day after Christmas Eve, New Year's, or the day after New Year's, Valentine's Day, or the day after Valentine's Day, Easter, or the day after Easter, is when you're going to be getting a call from a woman that you had a relationship with that's calling you back because she's reminiscing how things used to be between you because she's never met a man like you. See, this is what y'all don't understand, what separates us from everybody else. I am building you up where she outlives the relationship. She outlives the relationship to come back to it. The reason is she's going to the reason she's doing this, guys, okay? You're going to create a lasting impression that's going to outlive the relationship. Write that down, please. You're creating something in her that's going to make her want to come back to you. A long-lasting drug that she cannot break, or I don't care how many AA things and how many little fucking 25-cent coins they get, or I don't know, whatever the fuck they do, however that shit works. But what I'm saying to you guys, she's always going to get that taste in her mouth, especially when the holiday, we were about to run up on second season, man. This is when they're going to start to put all that tight shit, they're going to start covering it up because it's about to get cold outside. But these are the moments where she's going to be thinking about you from last year, the way you were on Valentine's Day with her. Remember the Valentine's Day game, the way you were on Easter, because we show you the Easter game. Even how you were on Halloween, because don't get us wrong, guys. Halloween, we got two things to show y'all. We got to show you the costume. We got that set up. But we also show you how to pick up women. Why are you handing out candy to kids? I mean, my God, nobody does this. Oh, man. But she will always outlast you and the relationship because you're always going to she's always going to hold on to the good times and the moments, like putting a dead flower on her wall, guys. That's how deep it is. Let me bring in Tyler real quick. Tyler, what you got for me, man? What's up, man?
Hey, Coach. I kind of came to the show late.
Wait, talk up. I can't hear you. Wait, I can't
hear me now.
No. You sound like you're far away. You sound like you're somebody's trunk.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah. You know, hey, they got Tyler in the trunk.
Is that better?
You asked me. Yeah, are you on your Bluetooth or something?
Not anymore. I'm in speaker now.
All right, that's better now. Talk to me. What's up, Tyler?
Okay, yeah, I missed the beginning of the show here, but it sounds like good timing. I'm getting a new place here in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I have all the stuff that you've already told us before this show to get. And then you mentioned on the website. So where on the website is it? Where do we find that? I was having trouble looking for it.
Okay, when you enter the man mindset, it should be in the bottom. It's called your crib. Your crib setup. Or just go to the man mindset or themanmindset.com, your home. Either one is going to take you.
Yeah, I don't see it when I go to home. So.
No, you got to go. You got to enter. You got to enter the site. Go into the site. Enter the site. Go into the site. It's not.
Yeah, so
it's
when
not
I go into the site, I can see all the the About Us, YouTube store, free stuff, coaching, testimonials, email, poetry, and mindset chat line, membership, student access. That's all I see in subheading.
Right, you don't see the hold on, you don't see the hold on, did I publish that? Oh wait, hold on. Maybe I didn't publish
that's
that, bitch. Hold on. Hold on, I got you. Wait. Let me see if Unc did that. Did I publish that, bitch? Let me see. Hey, hold on. Let me publish it right now. Maybe I didn't publish it. Hold on. I'm about to publish it right now. I'll publish it right now.
Go
to themanmindset.com/yourhome. Try that. I'm about to publish it right now. But try it. Go to themanmindset.com/yourhome. Does that come up?
Your home, right? Y-O-U-R-E.
H-O-M-E, yeah. I just updated it. It went through if you want to refresh. But, yeah, it should show you that.
Yeah, it's not showing it. You're going to have to check that yourself.
All right, go back. Okay, Tyler, I just published it, so try it now.
Okay, so I'm going to enter the website.
Enter the website.
I don't see it there at the bottom of the website, so I'm going to go /your home. Hold on. Okay, here
you see, okay,
there.
Yeah. There you go. There's a video.
Subheading on the website, so I'll check that later. But
yeah. Well, it's in there. I just published it. So when you go into when you enter it, you'll see it says your home, and or you can go to themanmindset.com, your home, right there. And then when you go there, you'll see update my crib. Click on that.
Yeah, I see all that now.
Yeah. So when you click on that, that'll take you to the modules on Amazon. You'll have the modules. You'll have the bedroom, kitchen, bathroom, living room, art, and style.
All right, cool, man. I'll check all that out.
Okay. So that's all you got, T-Dog?
That's it, man. That's it.
All right. Well, we'll definitely throw you in. Okay. Well, thank you, Tyler. If you need something, just call back. We're going to be on for a few more hours, okay? All right, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know. I'm glad. Maybe I didn't publish that shit. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that. Okay, it's working. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Tyler had to call me and let me know. Thank you. But let's continue, guys. So what I'm saying to you guys is, and let me just say this one more time about women so y'all can understand and get this slut shit out y'all head, okay? A woman wants or has no problem being slutty. But as soon as you judge her automatically as a slut for something she's never done to you, that's when they don't want to fuck with you and do things because you're already making a judgment off of something you haven't had. And that's why we telling my man mindset, guys, get off of that slut shit, okay? Y'all just stop that because that's going to kill you with women. I'm telling y'all right now. It's going to kill you with women, okay? All right? So... MM13, it links to the stuff that you buy. Yeah, you just go in there under the category you want to go into, and we're just beginning. There's so much. I just put a bunch of shit in there that y'all need, but there's so much more. Oh, my God. I'm breaking all this shit down, man. Oh, man. But I'm going to give you choices because there's going to be some stuff that's going to be expensive and some that's going to be economical. So it's just your price point, but I want to give options, you know, not just one thing. Now, under style, we have the allure in there, and the allure is expensive, guys. It's expensive shit, but that's all I got right there so far under style. I forgot if they got anything else under style, but I know I put the allure cologne up there. But let's continue, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number. If y'all want to call in, we got you, okay? So, now, guys, here's the thing, okay, that y'all have to understand, okay? As a man, and this is balance, okay? We're talking about balance. And let me tell you the importance of it. See, the importance of balance in your life as a man is that you're looking at every area of your life. See, most of you guys are only thinking about the approach. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You're not prepared for what I do tomorrow. And if you're prepared for that, you're not prepared for the next thing. You should be prepared for like 10 to 20 times deeper than what you think of, okay? You should have a long goal, moves, and ideas that you should do and you should have, okay? Because we want to show the woman your potential that you have, okay? But in order to do that, guys, this is why I keep trying to tell y'all guys, okay? You have to understand how your thought process works, okay? Bulldog and I talked a little bit about it. I didn't get too much, but the prison that you have, right? See, the thing that you have to understand how your mind works, your mind comes up with a lot of bullshit and stops you from doing things. Just like it's like if y'all think women are sluts, that's going to stop you from doing things because you're already making a judgment on somebody you haven't even made or even met before. And that's what men don't make judgments on people that we've never met before. As a man, all of you guys should judge women off of how they treat you. And if you're not talking to any women, you can't make that even that fucking judgment. Even if you were to, guys, listen to me. I've done a lot of fucking in my time. And I don't judge women that way. Because I haven't fucked them all to make that judgment, man. Nobody has fucked them all to be able to make that judgment. So y'all gotta be careful about that shit, okay? The thing is that this is how your mind does it. See, when you listen to these YouTubers that put all this bullshit in your fucking head, okay, you don't realize that you lock yourself in. It's like, you know, you're free, but you're like, nah, let me go into prison and close the damn door. Your thoughts, your ideas, you think it's real, and it becomes negative, which builds up anxiety and all this other shit in you, man. You start to worry about the future. It's either you're worried about the future or you're frightened about the present or you live in the fucking past. That's just how you are because of the belief that your mind is telling you to believe that all women are sluts. I can't say that all women are sluts, but I can say they are capable of doing everything you see in porn. Everything you see in porn, they are capable of doing. But if you're going to judge them for doing that shit, they're not going to do it. They, guys, write this down. I'm about to break. Right, guys, follow Uncle Ness. They want to do slutty things because they know they want to please you. They do slutty things for a man because they want that man to know that, you know what? You're closer to the pussy, or the pussy is yours. This pussy is yours. It's nobody else's but yours. Even on a mental level, even if she's in bed with another man, just because she's in bed with the motherfucker don't mean she ain't thinking about you. But you have got to, not me, but you have got to start processing information better. And don't let your mind rule your world. You need to learn how to be more aware of when you start to make bullshit-ass statements like, all women are sluts. That's not true. But what is true is that all women can be slutty to a man who she feels comfortable with, who isn't going to judge her fucking ass. That's a truth, okay? That's a truth, okay? That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see, the truth. That's why in order to have this balance, you as a man, you have to be mindful of not only your thoughts, but you got to take notice of this shit. When you feel like you're going into that dungeon or that cave, you got to stop yourself, man. Any negative thought is a prison sentence, man. I'm going to show y'all something. Check this out. What I am saying to you is no different insects that are in the grass of your yard, or if you're in an apartment complex, in the grass in front of the apartment. And this goes for all of you guys. Every single, I don't care if you're in an apartment. I don't care if you're in a cave. I don't care if you're in a house. I don't care if you're living with your parents. This goes for all of you motherfuckers. It's as easy as the insects that are in your yard, gentlemen. This is how easy it is. And again, I don't want to complicate it. We're here to simplify things. Every day of your life that you have walked out your fucking door to get in your car, ride a bus, or get in your friend's car, every fucking day, you go out and close, as soon as you close your door, lock the motherfucker, and either go to your car, go to the bus stop, go to your Uber, go to your friends, however you travel, or if you walk, or get on your bike, or whatever it is you do every day, you give no thought to the insects that's in your yard. God damn, do I have to stamp this again because nobody's talking about this again? I mean, we're doing so much stamping, I don't want to knock the camera over, but do I need to stamp this shit? Because there ain't nobody talking about this shit. I want you to think about this. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to think about what you did. If you left the house today, dog, listen. I know you left the house sometime this week, motherfucker. And if you haven't left the house this week, something wrong with you. But when you walked out your damn door to go to your car, bus, walk, bike, or however the fuck you travel, did you ever take a moment and think about the insects that were in your grass? Think about that for a second. This morning, when y'all got up and went to work, did you think about all the fucking little insects and bugs in the grass and shit like that? No. Matter of fact, not only did you give it a thought, you didn't even give a fuck. You didn't even give a fuck. Think about what I'm saying to you guys. If you don't give thought to the insects that's in your grass and you don't pay attention to the insects in your grass, the same trick is stop paying attention to these fucking women like they're special. They're not special. They're like pieces of grass. They're not special. See, here's the problem. You're so focused on women that you don't even focus on yourself. Think about where you put, when you walk out your door, think about where you put your attention to. You put it to opening the car, putting your fucking keys in there, and starting that bitch up without it having any problems. When you wake up in the morning, your attention is on the coffee, getting a donut, a croissant, something from Starbucks, some cereal, Hot Pocket, a Pop-Tart, whatever the fuck you eat in the morning. That's where you focus your thoughts on. And that's why you blank all that other shit out, because you are focused, laser focused on what needs to be done. I'm fucking hungry. I need something to eat. I'm thirsty. I want some coffee. I need a pick-me-up. You take your little five-hour energy, whatever the fuck you do, right? But you guys don't do that with women because you make them to be so fucking special. Not even them be. What's crazy is, they're not special. You just feel that you ain't good enough to talk to a beautiful woman. It's not even really about the woman here, guys. It's the fact that a lot of you guys really feel that you're not worthy enough to go and talk to a beautiful woman. That's what it is. Because you have cultivated, created all these negative thoughts. But wait a second. Why don't you worry about the little ants in the grass then? Why don't you worry about the ants like you do the women? Why don't you worry about the height of the grass more like you do women? The way it's like, you should be so scared of the ants and the bugs that you won't even step in the grass. That's how it is. You feel like you ain't even good enough to step in the grass. But yet, you giving women all this power. You're giving power to somebody that hasn't even showed that she's even worth your power. But I'm telling you, think about, and I don't want you to think about it, but you don't think about it. But wait a second. Why don't I think about the insects that are in the grass? Why don't I think about those things every morning I wake up? Every day in your fucking life that you walked out that damn door, you haven't had one fucking thought about all this shit that's going on in that damn grass. You have not given it one thought. You just go about your way and do what the fuck it is you want to do. You want to know why? Because you're laser focused on what needs to get done. But I ask you, what is so special about a woman that you have to worry about her? Or maybe it's the fact. See, when a man is not balanced, he worries about fucking women because he doesn't believe that he's the only source to his power. But that's the imbalance in a lot of you men. Because a lot of you guys don't believe, let me check the phone lines, a lot of you guys don't believe in yourselves. You don't believe in your house. You don't believe in your texting skills. You don't believe in making a woman horny for you. You don't believe in that shit. Because you never were laser focused on that to build it. Man, I'm watching the Karate Kid, dude. I've been posting all kind of shit from the Cobra Kai. Y'all got to watch that shit. That Cobra Kai on Netflix. Shit is gold. A gold mine of information. Because they got this one little motherfucker in there that wants help. You know what he's saying? Well, I want to learn how to punch and kick without being punched and kicked. When he's doing the wax on, wax off on the I got a splinter. And it's the same motherfucker that goes up to Daniel and says, here's a note from my mother. She's telling you what I can and can't do. I swear to you, you got to watch this shit, man. When you see that shit, that guy is 98% of you guys right now. Always making fucking excuses up. And we're so cold about that shit. Write this down. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai. Well, there's also a clip in it because I've been posting on Facebook all these dope-ass clips. There's a clip in there where two young boys go to Daniel. And they like, hey, man, I want to learn like Miyagi Fu or whatever it is. I want to learn Kung Fu from Daniel, right? Daniel says, you know what? All right, well, there's a fence that needs to be painted. And the two little motherfuckers are like, wait a second here. You want us to, oh, you just tricking us. You want us to work for you. He's like, dude, you've got to unlearn how to learn. You see, the problem with you guys is that you don't see the Miyagi-Do. Thank you, Freelance. You guys don't see what you got to learn when we say unlearn how you learn right now. You got to unlearn that shit because you're never going to learn thinking the way you're thinking because – even his first student was questioning his shit, right? If you ever watched The Real Karate Kid, because like Cobra Kai is a spinoff of the Karate Kid movies that were in the 80s, well, before the fucking internet, guys. It was before that, and where we learned lessons before YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, before there was a Me Too, before there was a Metal, before there was go your own purpose and be on your own way and no flap and all that bullshit, they were teaching you fucking lessons about life. So the little knucklehead kid is he doing? He's doing a lot of painting. He's doing a lot of painting. He's doing a lot of waxing on and waxing off. He's like, damn, all I'm doing is just cleaning these fucking cars, right? All I'm doing is, you know, doing all this extra shit. When am I going to learn how to punch? When am I going to learn how to kick? See, the problem with you guys out there is that you go to the dojo thinking that, okay, this is you, I'm going to show you how to do this, and I'm going to show you how to kick. You go in looking to learn how to punch and kick when you are automatic. See, guys, you got to understand, I'm about to age myself. I love the Shaw Brothers. I am a Shaw Brother fanatic. Shaw Brothers were this, I think it was an Asian production company in the 70s and the 80s, put out nothing but kung fu movies, Five Deadly Venoms, Kid with the Golden Arm. I mean, 36 Chambers. I go on and on and on. I mean, these motherfuckers, the Shaw Brothers were kicking out all these. And every Shaw Brother thing always had a lesson to be learned about learning things. You have to unlearn your mind before you learn. And every movie is the same damn thing. Chase those chickens or clean this up, sweep this, mop that. Just doing shit that the average guy can't even see. But because most of y'all motherfuckers are average, most of y'all guys see it as work. Like, why am I buffing this fucking floor? Why am I painting this fence? Why am I cutting this grass? Why am I doing all this shit? When am I going to learn how to punch? And when am I going to learn how to kick? But you don't understand muscle movement. And you don't understand how thought connects to muscle movement because you can't see that right now. I know they ain't ready for Shaw Brothers Freelance, but I gotta date myself to show them that what I'm teaching you is game. I'm showing you motherfucking game. But just like most of you guys out there, when y'all come, y'all want the quick fix, just like Daniel, or just like them knuckles on Cobra Kai. I want to learn how to punch, and I want to learn how to kick, and Daniel specifically told the motherfuckers, look, you got to unlearn how you learn because I'm showing you how to punch and kick, but you're looking at the end result because of the world we're in right now. See, we're in a time where everybody's quick fix, fast result, and they can't see work. They can't see it. Just like a lot of my students sometimes, I tell them, look, man, hey, we first talking. I was like, look, hey, man, you got to get some of the fuck, you know, like, Steve, what do I need? Well, dude, you need some of the sex stuff. Well, I'm not fucking with me yet, dude. You just trust me. But, Steve, why do I need more sex stuff? Because you never know when the moment is going to come when you're going to have to spit some flavor in her ear. You never know when the moment is going to come when it's time to kiss her or touch her. And if you're not prepared for those moments, you're going to fuck everything up, man. But see, that's what they don't understand. Like, okay, the puzzles are part of the process, but people don't see that. People see, wow, I don't want to put this fucking, what does this puzzle got to do with the game? What does this puzzle got to do with me getting women? What the fuck is Steve talking about? Why is Steve telling me to go to Walmart, get a box of puzzles, and put them together? How's that going to get me confidence? How's that going to get me a woman? How's that going to do this? How's this going to do that? And they ain't even following the instructions because they don't even see that shit. You got to learn how to unlearn. Just like you do with the insects in the grass, gentlemen, you got to treat women the same fucking way. Why? Because they're not even in the Karate Kid, there's so many gold nuggets in this shit. The guy, I forgot the dude, the Spanish dude, right? We call him the Spanish dude. He's sitting around all day making this, I'm in love with you, and he chops so hard, and he came up with this CGI thing off of his fucking laptop, right? The chick tells him after watching, she said, dude, you need to throw that shit away. You're looking desperate. She said, he's like, yeah, I am desperate right now. And she said, women don't like desperate men. What you need to do is do something else to draw her to. The more you don't care. I mean, there's so many nuggets, man. I mean, guys, I feel like I gotta do a show on Cobra Kai. I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. I think I'm going to do a show on Cobra Kai. Because even the boy that got his ass beat and he's punching the bag and he's like, I lost the fight. And the sensei's like, wait, you only lose the fight when you give up. You never lose the fight until you take on the story of losing the fight. See, this is why I tell you, young guys, anyone listen to me, please, please don't trust me. If you can, and I don't know if you can or not, please watch The Karate Kid. There's I think it was three of them. Now, I ain't talking about the one with the chick and shit. Now, I ain't talking about the one with Will Smith. I'm talking about the one with Mr. fucking Miyagi. Now, I love Jackie, but I'm talking about the one with Mr. Miyagi. The one where Daniel went to Japan and learned some new shit. The time Daniel hooked up with another motherfucker. Daniel went to the dark side. See, guys, hold on, guys. Y'all understand something. Y'all going to learn that Daniel's really the fucking bully in this shit. Now, I don't want to give it away, but they got this shit upset up like the other dude is wrong. Daniel's the fucked up one. Daniel took another man's girl. Daniel dumped water. I mean, y'all see that shit. But what I'm saying to y'all is this. I think there were three Karate Kids. One of them was the first one you got to watch. The second one's when they went to Japan. And then the third one is when Daniel went to the dark side. Daniel went Cobra Kai. Y'all don't even know that. Daniel went evil at one time. Daniel was like a Sith in the third one. Why? Because Miyagi wouldn't teach him what he wanted to know. So he went to Cobra Kai. And that motherfucker was breaking boards. That motherfucker was like his eyes were glowing. That motherfucker became evil as fuck. You remember when Tobey Maguire in the Venom, the Spider-Man, when he got the black suit and how he was walking down the street talking to women all suave and debonair? Dude, it was the same thing with Daniel when he went over to the dark side. When Daniel went over to the dark side, it opened him up. But there's so many. We're going to have to do a show on this. Because he talked to the little kids about the cement truck. He said, the thing about the cement truck, it always has to keep moving because if it doesn't move, the cement will get solid, right? Right? It will get solid. So you got to keep moving and keep moving forward and growing. Dude, I'm telling y'all, we're going to teach y'all some game because we ain't about the net. I'm telling y'all, guys. If you get a chance, watch the Karate Kid movies. I know they're old from the 80s and shit, they're all weird and shit. Or watch Cobra Kai. You're going to miss out on some shit. But the lessons that they tell you in Cobra Kai are lessons that will go on until the day you die and after the day you die. I'm telling you right now. The lessons that you get are lessons that were being told before the internet. The lessons that you get have nothing to do with hypergamy, female nature, nothing about going on your purpose, being on your own way. It's straight up man fucking knowledge. Guys, if y'all have my Facebook, y'all be like, damn, all this fucking kung fu shit Stephen post. Every time I see a nugget, I posted it on Facebook. They have so many damn nuggets of information that's teaching you how to live your life as a man. It's fucking ridiculous. Like the little boy, like the Spanish dude, call him the Spanish dude. He was going to talk to the girl, right? I'll tell you what happened. He talked to the girl. She said she didn't want to go out on a date. He accepted it, walked off, and then he remembered that you got to strike first, you got to strike fast and be quick, and he realized, wait a second here, I'm not going to take no for an answer. So what did he do? Because of his balance, he went back and said, you know what, hey, let's not look at it as a date. Let's just go out together and have a good time. So they went and putt-putt or some shit like that, and guess who got the kiss? And guess who got in the relationship? Why? Because he did not give up, but he looked beyond the woman. He looked for the answer. He didn't look to the woman as the answer. He looked beyond the answer because she said, you know, I'm having problems with dating, you know, and issues, and I really don't want to go on a date, right? So the motherfucker walked off, and he took a step, and said, wait a second. Hold on. Wait, you know what? Hey, why don't we just get together and hang out? Why don't we hang out and just spend some time together, right? And she's like, okay, cool. And guess what? When she knocked him over and started straddling his ass before she kissed him, I think he would say, hey, this is not a date. You know, he was joking around. And then she kissed him. God, y'all understand what I'm saying? It connects to what I've been trying to show you. No, they didn't have sex, guys. But damn near they might as well had, because, I don't get it wrong, this woman is like 24 years old. She just plays a young girl in high school. She's really 24. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is this, is that this 24-year-old with this guy, he did not push the issue. When they went to the damn carnival, he was making her laugh. He was making her smile. He was making her blush. He was making her think. He was making her react while keeping his motherfucking cool. He didn't push himself on her. He didn't try to rub up on her. He was just having a good time. Everything that was going on. Y'all got to see this shit. You got, oh, hey, freelance. Freelance. Anyway, I'm just saying, let me focus, goddammit. Anyway, what I'm saying is when you see him in a carnival, that's what I'm trying to show you. He is just being a good time, and he's not making it about the sex. He's making it, showing her that I can have a good time with you. If I'm in the bed with you, I'm not. I'm a walking good time. And when they got on the ground and she straddled his ass, and I repeat, when she rolled on top of him, she kissed his ass. He's on the ground. She straddled him. She leaves and kisses. God, all of this is because of the balance that I'm trying to tell y'all about, that nobody else is even talking about. When you have that balance, you're not making it about pussy. Because as a man, we're beyond sex, man. Dude, y'all don't see what the fuck I'm talking about because y'all not there yet. But that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, man. What I'm trying to get y'all to see is that when you see your worth, just like you ignore them damn insects in the grass, you do the same thing with women. They're going to want to be with you. But here's the key thing that you don't understand. You can't fake it. You can't pretend, man. As soon as you fake it and as soon as you pretend, it goes back to another classic movie back in the day called They Live. They have a sixth sense for bullshit. But when you're authentic, that's what makes them want you. Because you're not trying to get it, which is telling them you're really there because you want to be there, and you're not there because you have to be there to get sex or affection. Y'all ain't ready for this, man. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck I just said, man. Let me slow it down and get some water. I don't think y'all understand what I said. Listen to Unc. Listen. When you are spending time with a woman because you feel I got to do it because if I don't, I'm not going to fuck. She's not going to fuck with you the way she would if you're there because you're there. I am a walking amusement park of fun. And because I'm a walking amusement park of fun, I'm showing you why you need to invest your pussy into me. Because I don't need to make it about the pussy. Why? Crayon fucking moment here. When you don't make it about the pussy, guys, you fuck her head up and make her more insecure when you don't make it about the pussy. I'm going to slow it down because I don't think y'all understand what I say. When you don't make it about the pussy, you heighten her insecurities that much more because she's wondering, out of all the other guys that want to fuck her, the guy she wants to spend time with ain't even trying to fuck her. The guy she's spending time with is so chill, he ain't even making a move. Why isn't he making a move? Why is he trying to touch me? Am I not pretty enough? Does he not like this dress? Is it my makeup? Is it my hair? Do I have something in my teeth? What's wrong with me? Guys, this is how deep we going, guys. To a point when you touch her, hug her, rub her face, she's dying for it. This is the moment. This is it. This is what Mickey told me about. This is my Walt Disney moment. This is the moment here. Holy shit. The guy that doesn't want me, he wants me. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm nervous. I got the butterflies. But when you're the average guy that wants just pussy, you just get treated like the average fucking guy that wants pussy. She ain't going to give it to you unless you give her something in return, such as money, cars, clothes, rent, drive her around, or be her bitch. You'll get it. Because I don't want you to say, I don't ever want to say you're not going to get it, but you'll be getting it on her terms. Guys, you just got to watch Cobra Kai. You just got to watch that shit. You just got to watch that shit. You got to. Because if you don't make, remember, guys, remember the two batteries. That are generating this woman's emotions. There are two of the batteries. What is it? Insecurity and deception. Her emotions are driven off of those two things, lying, manipulation, and insecurity. That's it. That's what she's driven by. But what makes you want to fuck a man? It's because a man can call her out on her bullshit. A man could call her out on her lies and deception and her bullshit, guys. That's what makes her want. See, when you don't look, listen, and I don't want y'all to think that I'm trying to make you feel like you shouldn't have sex with a woman or sex is a bad thing. Like I told you, it's a balance we got to do. It's a fine line that we're walking now because I don't want to shame you for wanting to have sex. That's not what I'm trying to do. But when you make it about sex, that's the fucking problem. It's okay to want to fuck. But if all you want to do is fuck, that's where the problem comes in at. Because she sees that because you're not fucking and because you're insecure as fuck, that you're going to do what women do. You're either going to do indirect, manipulate, or deceive, or you're going to be so soft and weak and buttery and shit like a teddy bear that you're going to show her insecurity, man. Think about this, man. So why would she want to fuck herself? Why would she want to fuck if she's got a problem? Look, think about this. God damn it. No one does this. I'll just make it. Think about this, guys. A woman is dealing with insecurity and fucking lies and deception. Does she have time to put your plate of insecurities and deception? She's too busy doing her own shit, trying to solve her own life to worry about you. It goes back to even Tommy Lauren and any woman bitching. They know Father Time is knocking at their damn door, and they're going to try to do everything they can to hold on to Father Time, because they're going to keep lying and manipulating themselves and deceiving themselves, right? Because they're running from their truth, because they're insecurities. But these two together are attached to her emotions. But when you're doing the shit that she's a genius at, the smartest one in this game with, why would she fuck with you guys? Why? That's it, man. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. Right. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying, guys. This is why I tell you, we're going to have to do a show on Cobra Kai. We're going to have to do one, because that the shit is so fucking mind-blowing. The lessons in there. I mean, the shit that they talk about is so fucking deep that the shit goes beyond. And y'all got to remember, the not Daniel Sensei, but the other guy, he's not even connected to the internet. He's not even connected to the internet. That motherfucker is running off the 80s. His mindset is still off the 80s before the internet. He ain't looking at the internet and shit for the help. He looking to himself for help, man. He owns his problems and his deficiencies and shit, but he's still a fucking man in his motherfucking way. He don't pull shit. Yeah, old Johnny boy. I love Johnny, man. That's my motherfucking dog. But we're going to keep going. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's continue. Let's keep going. You see, what y'all don't understand, these guys don't tell you, is that the way that you think about yourself and everything that you do, you don't understand that it doesn't impact you when you have the thought, okay? These things are a virus or cancer that drop into every point of your life. Let me give you an example. Because I don't know your lives, I'm a generic this shit. In your lives, guys, you got A, B, C, and D, okay? All right, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? In your life, every one of you guys, you're doing five things. You might be doing more. I'm just giving you an example. You know, you're working. Maybe working out, you like to play games or whatever the fuck it is you like to do. I'm just saying these five things. But what you don't understand is that your thought is like a poison or a symbiote for my nerdy motherfucker. It's like venom type shit. It's like it's a cancer, or for you computer motherfuckers, it's like a Trojan or a fucking malware, spyware, or a virus that's in your computer. Once you see, when you think the thought, you might not notice it at that moment, but as soon as you got that negative fucking thought about yourself, you have created this virus that attaches like white T cells or something, or that might be AIDS. I think it's a reverse, like AIDS, like attack the white T cells. But what I'm saying is that you create this virus that connects to every part of your life that involves a woman. Meaning, when you're doing something, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you see a woman in any part of those things, you're not going to do nothing because of the way you think. Thinking because you don't believe in yourself, okay? That's the problem. This is why it's why I'm trying to get you to train yourself to stand on the fucking statements and all that other stuff that you do. This is what makes you the fucking man. This is what I'm trying to show you guys, all right? Let me get to Randy D. Question. Give me a second. Oh, let me see something. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. All right. Do you believe that some women can be time wasters? How long do you keep talking to a woman that you've not met in person? All right, Randy, that's a fucking great question. Great question, sir. But I love to answer this question. Check this out, Randy. Okay. I never go in thinking a woman can be a time waster, Randy, because I judge women on how they treat me, Randy. And here's how deep I'm getting right. Randy, I'm about to get deep. Hold on, Randy. Randy, wait, before I get this deep, Randy, let me do my thing, Randy, before I get deep with you, dog. Let me go ahead and pop that up, Randy, before I get deep. Before I get deep, I just wanna make sure I mark this. I'm not gonna scribe this one. I'm gonna mark this, Randy, because I love the question, Randy. The reason why I don't look at women to be time wasters, Randy, is because when I meet a woman, I make sure she doesn't waste my fucking time. I make sure, Randy, before I even walk out that door, that if I meet a woman, that I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to let her know, don't waste my time, because that's why I use the word intimate, my brother, because I'm not here to be your friend. And don't waste my time, and don't bring drama into my life. See, the reason why a woman can be a time waster is because when you are not clear and concise on your intentions, that's where you get the time wasters. Or when you make it all about fucking. Randy, we're getting deep here. Check this out, Randy. When you make it about fucking to a woman, you're wasting her fucking time. Because she's not really into you like that, because she sees that you have a lack of no experience. So, of course, she's going to waste your time because you ain't turning her on. See, I'm not saying, Randy, a woman can waste your time, because they can. But if she wastes your time, you got to call her out on that shit. You got – I'm going to answer this first question. I got the second one, Randy. I appreciate this. But listen to what I'm saying, Randy. When a woman, as soon as you feel that a woman is wasting your time, Randy, you call her on her shit. But you don't just call her on her shit. You're letting her know why I'm leaving you the fuck alone. Woo! God damn, Steven! See, Randy, when motherfuckers do that time waste bullshit, when anybody that talk about that time wasting bullshit, they ain't got no game. Because that's the same motherfucker that say all women are sluts. You see what I'm saying? Anybody talk about that women time wasting shit, man, don't we listen to goofy ass motherfuckers? Why? Because if I lead her, how the fuck can she waste my time? And if she does waste my time, that's going to be the last time that I deal with her, because I'm gone. So it's not, look, if you're making it about sex, she's going to waste your fucking time. I'm telling you right now. If you don't have experience, you're going to waste her time. Look, Randy, I'm not done because I know you had asked the question, but listen to me. Y'all got to listen, because I'm spitting fire here. A woman really can't be a time waster to a motherfucker that keeps shit real with her, keeping it 1,000 with her. I'm here to get to know you in a more intimate way, because the last thing I want to do is waste your time or my time. That's the truth. But I'm doing this before she can even do that shit. And Randy, if she does it, she's gone. But the problem with a lot of guys is that they got in their head like old Eagle said, Randy, I know you're new, but I know you think you missed it. But we had a guy in here that had this notion that all women are sluts. And if you got this notion that all women can be time wasters, then you're just as bad as the guy that says all women are sluts, because you're not taking onus as a man that you are playing a part of why she's wasting your time. Motherfuckers don't talk to you about that. They want to talk about the women are time wasters. But let's look at all the time that you guys do by beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, bullshitting with her, lying to her, being indirect with her. How much fucking time are you wasting? Think about that, Randy. Now, next question. How long do you keep talking to a woman you have not met in person? Well, Randy, the question I ask you is what is the book on Randy, Randy D, that is, dog? What is your book on that? Don't look to me for that answer. I'm asking you, Randy, whatever your time. See, here's y'all's problem. Y'all put up a fake time. Y'all play this bullshit game. Y'all like, okay, you know what? If I don't meet her in 7 days, I'm done with her. And then you're still talking to the bitch 10, 15, 20 days later, man. You're full of shit. Randy, remember, see, Randy, here's the thing. Push the meet in person. I push the date because that's the reinforcement of the approach, because I'm not wasting my time. See, if I set up a date with a woman and she says anything other than yes, now, wait, it could be yes or we got to find another time because I can't make it on that time, right? Anything other than that, I'm done with her. I'm done. Because it's at that point that I'm not trying to kiss your ass. Either you're going to go on a date with me and get to know me, or you kick fucking rocks, all right? But, Randy, let me get deep with you for a second, bro. You see, Randy, what I'm trying to tell you is that you don't have to look at talking to the woman that you haven't met, because when you put flavor in her motherfucking ear and flavor in her motherfucking eye, she's going to want to see you to a point where she'll take a vacation day. If she's in another city and she really wants to see you, she's going to find a way to see you, Randy. I promise you. She's going to make a way to see you, Randy, because she wants that dick just as bad, if not more, because you were able to call her on her bullshit. So, Randy, the problem is that if you're just talking to a woman to talk to a woman, and you're not trying to set up to see her in person in the first three text messages, then, Randy, you're the one wasting your time and her time. Does that make sense, Randy? Because I hope y'all see I'm spitting fire here. I hope y'all see Unk is spitting motherfucking fire here. Y'all see that shit? Y'all see what Unk is doing, dog? Unk is killing it today. Unk is killing it today. What I'm saying is, this is why I show you the approach boot camp and to talk to her within the three text messages to set the date up. Because, Randy, guess what? I want to see her. And the date is me seeing her. And if she tells me no, I'm done, because I'm not wasting my fucking time. See, I don't give them the chance to waste my time because I'm setting up to see you. See that we're saying, Randy? Well, most of y'all guys don't do that. And that's probably part of the problem for a lot of you guys. Y'all are not doing that. Y'all are not setting this shit up. Now, but wait a second, Steve. What if she's in another city or another state? Well, that's where you got to definitely coordinate, yes. But if we're not talking about sex and you're not playing with your pussy online or showing me that I'm not wasting my time, I ain't fucking with you. That's how real this is, brother. I'm not fucking with you. If we are have a long distance relationship and you haven't sent me a pussy picture, a titty picture, or we ain't flirting and all that shit, I'm gone. I'm gone. Bye. Please. But Randy, what I'm thinking is, if you're talking to a woman and you have not set up the date with. See, this is why what we do is so different from everybody else. Because I want you to set the date up within the first three messages. Because we're going to clean. We're going to kill that time-wasting bullshit. Right? Also going to nail seeing her. See that, Randy? Within the first three messages. Because how can a woman waste your time if she's bullshitting you, you catch her on her bullshit, you let her go? You know what? Hey, you know what? Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we go do the ducks at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks? You know what I mean? He's like, well, I'm just not ready. I just wanna stay here for a while and just talk to get to know you. And well, you know what? As great as that sounds, and as much as I love to do that, I'm gonna go ahead and bow out of this. And you know, it was great meeting you, and I really did look forward to getting to know you better. And like I said, this is why I was talking to you. But I see that, you know what, you really don't want to do that, because when I met you, I did let you know I do want to take you out on a date. And I was under the impression when you took my information that we were going to set the date up. But I see now that that wasn't your intentions, and you have every right to feel that way. So for that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. You take care of yourself. But whenever you change your mind, when you want to laugh, smile, think, blush, or you want to go on that date, just get back on me. I'll put a candle in the fucking window. And I'm gone. How many fucking women do you know have had a man do that shit? Listen to Unc. I'm going to ask you again. How many motherfuckers you know have the balls to do that to and say that to a woman? That's why I tell you guys to set the date up. Wait, let me see. Let me check the phone lines. Let me bring in the call real quick. Hold on, Tyler. No, Tyler's not listening. Okay, 512, did you have a question, sir? What's up?
Yeah, Steve, what's up, man? I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How big is your dick? Is it round? Is it fat? Is it juicy?
I don't know, man. That's a great question. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't tell you, man. I don't know. I really can't answer that question, man. I don't know. But this is what I'm saying to y'all guys, man. This is what I'm talking to y'all guys, man. This is why all this is important, because I don't want you wasting. I don't ever want you to think a woman is a time waster, because I want to give you the tools where you ain't wasting your fucking time. When you let her know from the jump street, I want to take you out on a date. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. And she accepts the information. I'm under the impression that, okay, now I'm ready to set this fucking date up because I want to get this shit rolling. And you have every right to say no, but this is where I squash that time-wasting bullshit. Because if she says no, you say goodbye. How can she – okay, guys, how can a woman waste your time if y'all are only if y'all have only sent three messages to each other? How can a woman waste your time if you're on the phone with her, you say, hey, what's going on? She says hi, and you tell her how you met. She says something, and you set the date up. How are you wasting your time? Cutting through the fucking bullshit. Do you see that, guys? I'm cutting through the bullshit and getting right to the point. And that's why you're not going to have a woman wasting your time. Because you're leading her. You're not going to have any problem with a woman at that point. You're not going to have to worry about that shit. But that's when you believe in yourself and you've got the balance to do that shit. The only reason, look, please understand this. You know why a lot of guys always talk about that time-wasting bullshit? Because a lot of these guys make it only about sex, right? All they want to do is fuck. And they think women are stupid as fuck, and they think a woman can't see right through their ass, right? Let me show you how the guys are. Let me give you an example of how the guys are. The guy, she like, well, what are your intentions? Well, you know, I just want to get to know you, and I want to be your friend, and you know, it's not about sex, you know, I'm just a you know, I'm just a regular old guy, and, you know, I just want to, you know, can I get your phone number, and, you know, maybe, you know, talk to you, and you call me, and, you know, I don't want, you know, I don't, I'm not those kind of guys. I'm that's crazy. I don't want to have sex with you. I just want to get to know you better. You don't think women are stupid? Y'all guys think women, somebody has told y'all so many, y'all got fucking time waster lies, women are slut lies, and y'all motherfuckers think women are stupid as fuck, man. All right, let me see here. Good question, Fuzzy. Let me see what you're saying. What if you're marinating her and she flakes on the date? Wouldn't that be a waste of your time? Okay. Let me explain marination. If a woman gives you or flirts with you, that's when you can marinate it. All right. I don't want to stamp this one. I'll give this one for free. No stamp. Check this out. Two roads a woman's going to go down when she meets you. There's only two roads. And if you're on one of these roads, it's going to be hard to get on the other one. I'm just letting y'all know. There's the road where the guy makes it all about fucking and sex, and then there's the man road, okay? There's two different roads. When you make it about fucking sex and you're inexperienced, asking for a number, begging, and all that other shit, and ain't being clear on shit, you're going to go over here. But when you're a man, okay, and she knows you want to get intimate, and she knows that that, you know, you don't want to be friends or anything like that, okay, and you want to go out with her, and you set the date up with her, all right, you set the date up with her, and the day you give her is not a good time, but she gives you another day, okay, that's where we're going with this. And let's say we meet Monday and we set it up for Saturday, okay, all right, even if I set it up for Saturday, I still have one foot out of the door, brother, because here's the thing. As long as we're going down the street of intimacy, okay? Because remember, intimacy, gentlemen, is a look, a smile, a text message, a flirty message, a touch on the shoulder, a rub on the face, a hug, a kiss on your neck, a kiss on your cheek. I keep telling y'all, this is why we different. Intimacy is a broad range from light things to sex. It's the spectrum is just really long, okay? As long as we're going down that street of light flirting, okay? Light flirting and all that other shit, okay? All right? All that light flirting and stuff, okay? I don't mind marinating it because I know the opponent I'm dealing with, but I'm not necessarily dealing with the opponent. I'm dealing with the board that she's placing in front of me. See, problem F with the question you're asking. You're saying, what if you're marinating her and she flakes on the date? How can you be marinating her if you didn't ask for the date? See, this is what I understand, man. I don't understand. Wait, this is what I understand about you guys. How can you marinate a woman, Fazim, check it out. How can you marinate the woman if you haven't even set the date up, right? But if you set the date up and she doesn't go on that time, you got to let her go, but this, I'm trying to understand where you're coming with the marinade. How can you marinate if you don't ask about the date? That's, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from with this. I'm a lost a little bit. Yeah, Jerry. Wait. How can you marinate? All right, Afazi, I think you're getting it wrong. Let me tell you what marinating is. Marinating is when you got a woman that's interested in you, but because of maybe her religion or her lifestyle preferences, that she's not really quick to give you pussy, but she'll do physical things, or she'll send you photos and pictures, or she'll keep you on the road to flirtation, but she just isn't ready for the penetrating part. That's when you marinate her, because you're letting her sit, and when she wants to come around and fuck, she'll do it. But I had to read that twice. Otherwise, you can't marinate a bitch that you haven't been on a date with, because you haven't even set the date up. I don't know. I'm trying to understand something. I think this is what happened to you, Fazim. I think you met a woman. You didn't set the date up with her right off the bat like you knew you should. You sat around and waited and waited and waited. And then you came around and asked for a date. And then she started bullshitting and flaking on your ass. And then you think that she's wasting your time. Guys, quote me on this. Please quote me on this. I'm going to stamp this shit. Please quote me on this. Please. Please. Please quote me on this. Please. Can you quote me on that? Just please. All you guys, quote me on this. Subscribe. Please write this down. Scribe. Let me take them off. Scribe. Write this down. Scribe. The only way a woman can waste a man's time is when a man is a time waster. One more time, scribe. The only way a woman can waste a man's time is if the man is a time waster. Scribe out. What do I mean by that? You have to back up the statements that you make if you're approaching her the way we're showing you. You have got to set the date up within the first three ways of communicating. I don't care. Let me guess. If she sends you a dove that says hello, you send her a dove back of how you met. She sends you a dove back of whatever the fuck she wants to say. You send a dove back of setting the date up. You are not wasting your time if you're interacting with a woman three times. That's not wasting your time. You're seeing if she's worth your time. The only reason a woman's a time waster is because most of you guys are waste. You are the time wasters. It's not the woman. Let me show you. Because I'm just connecting the dot. I'm just connecting a dot here. Time wasters. Women don't waste your time. You waste time. And if you wasting time, why the fuck should she follow your lead and waste time too? When you beat around the bush, think you wasting time? When you walk on eggshells, you don't think you're wasting time? When you're kissing her ass and asking them dumbass questions that you don't really give a fuck about, you don't think you're wasting her time, guys? This is what I'm trying to tell you, man. You got these motherfuckers talking about all this time-wasting bullshit. When that motherfucker who's talking, all those motherfuckers talking about time-wasting, they should be saying you're the fucking time-waster. Time-waster. You want to know why? Because nobody told you that truth, huh? When's the last time somebody in the game told you that you're the time waster and not the woman? I'm waiting. Y'all are so busy wanting to point the fucking finger at women. It's crazy to me. A woman cannot waste your time if you don't allow it. And guys, this is saving grace. Let's say you set up the date and she wants to go on a date on Saturday. and then you go on a date on Saturday, or you're ready to go on a date, and she doesn't show up, or she doesn't call you. Let me ask you guys a question. Classroom. One, did she waste your time, or didn't she waste your time? No, wait. Time out. Let me see how I'm going to pose this question. I'm about to fuck y'all on this one. Watch this. All right. You set up the date on Saturday. You set up the date on Saturday. She doesn't show up. Is it the guy's fault or the woman's fault? And wait a second, motherfuckers. Don't just say one for guy and two for woman. You tell me why it's their fault. We're going to get deep because I'm going to teach y'all some shit today. The guy sets the date up on Monday. Okay? The guy sets the date up on Monday for Saturday. Saturday comes and she flakes on the guy. Whose fault is it? One, the guy, two, the woman, and tell me why. Tell me. Don't just give me a number. Tell me why it's the guy's fault or why it's the woman's fault. All right, I'm just looking. One guy, two women. There you go, there you go, there you go. Okay. Anybody else? Come on. Anybody? No, Kaz, you're failing, Kaz. Say the number and tell me why, Kaz. I'm trying to teach you how to talk to women. Talk. You got to be more. Listen, you got to say the number and tell me why. Anybody else? I got Mike and I got MM13 and Brandon Savar. Who else? Anybody else? Come on. Anybody else? Anybody else? And I'll get it a few more times. Anybody else? All right, two. All right. I'll give you a few more seconds. All right, I'll take one more time. One more person, pop up. One more. Remember, guys, he set the date on Saturday. Saturday comes, she flakes. Okay. We can stop right there now. We can stop right there, all right? Everybody that said two, Jeremy, you failed because you didn't follow instructions. Everybody said two, you are absolutely unequivocally fucking wrong. If you said one, you pass with a flying color. AAA for all you guys that said one. See, guys, you have people on YouTube that tell you to set the date up and not even talk to the fucking woman until the date comes. You have guys that set the date up with a woman and they don't even communicate with her except one or two messages. How do you expect a woman to want to be excited about going on a date with you when you can't even get her pussy wet through a fucking message? No, too late, Mike. You should have did it before I said it. But what I'm saying is this. This is why I tell you when they – listen, check this out. The reason why a woman cannot flake on a man is because during the interaction between Monday and Saturday – the conversations are going to lead on what pathway? This one, sex, fun, flirting. It's always going to stay on this pathway. And if by chance it gets over here, he's cutting bait. Listen, as soon as he realizes that she's bullshitting, he's done. Not three bullshitting and not four times. Not five times, one time, guys. God, this is why women can't waste your time. See, this is what they don't tell you guys. So let me check the phone lines real quick. check the phone lines. All right, anyway, Tyler has a question. Tyler, what's up? I didn't see you, Tyler. What's up, brother? Tyler. Tyler. Hello, hello, Tyler. Hello, hello. All right, call back, Tyler. Something might be wrong with your phone. Call back, man. Let me tell you why a woman can't flake on a guy, man. Because a guy is going to keep that shit all the way real with a woman. See, I don't want to give her a maneuver to flake on me. That's why I tell you, you're doing two things when you follow me. You're setting up the date when you first meet her. Because at that point, you'll see if she's wasting your time. And then when you have the second, within the third conversation you have with her, you're setting up the date. So there's no room for her to waste your time because the interaction is only four interactions. The interaction when you first meet her, the interaction when she talks to you or you get in touch with her, you tell her why you met her, she replies, then you set up the date. So how can she flake on you when you have set yourself up not to have your time wasted? Now, let's say you set it up for Saturday, right? So everything's good on Monday. You talk to her, everything's good on Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday, maybe she doesn't keep her promises. Maybe she said she's going to call you and she didn't call you, which is her right, but at least she needs to be the decency to tell you why. Maybe you sent her a text message and she didn't reply back to you. It is that. Now, again, understand this. You never double text a woman, and if she doesn't reply back to you, you give her wiggle room because you don't know her life and what she's doing. So you can't assume that she's blowing you off. But when a woman is into you, she'll text you and say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I had the text message." Let me see if I can find a text message where the chick says, "You know, I was busy. I'm sorry, I was busy. I don't want you to think that I was blowing you off. I just had work to do." I mean, I know I have one like that. I just got to find it. I ain't going to look too long, but let me see if I can find that shit real quick. But listen to me. You're still not getting blown off, gentlemen. Listen to me. If you send her a text message, she doesn't reply right away because you don't know she's in a meeting. You don't know what she's doing. Now, listen to me. If you send her a text message and the day goes by and she doesn't reply back to you, you can then cut her off. And how is she wasting your time? Tell me, guys, I want to defeat me on this. How is she wasting your time when y'all were talking on Monday? Everything was cool. Everything was cool on Tuesday. Everything is Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday come. You send her a message and she stops talking to you. But I'm gonna get a little bit deeper than y'all motherfuckers. This is why I always tell you motherfuckers never to go to dinner with a woman. This is why I'm gonna always tell you this shit. Gentlemen, when you set a date up with a woman for Monday, for Saturday, okay? Follow me on this. And you're talking to her, okay? When you're not leading her, oh my God, y'all ain't ready for this. I don't think y'all ready for this. I don't think y'all ready to hear what Unc got to say, man. Because you guys, because you're so generic, okay? Some of you guys don't understand. Between Monday and Saturday, and I'm going to show you something that most guys don't talk about. Again, I can stamp this. Most guys don't tell you this. The more interested she becomes in you, the more she begins to do more homework on you because she really wants to see you. And for some of you dumb motherfuckers, I keep telling you, you better get all that Mattel shit off of your fucking post. You better get all that slut sheets for the streets, women ain't shit stuff off your post. Because I'm going deep here. I'm going deep. Because by Thursday, she can't wait to see you. Now she's really got to look deep into you because you know I'm going to spend time with this guy. Let me go on his Facebook. Let me go on his Instagram. Let me see the shit that he's really posting on the internet to see what he's about. Holy shit, what did he say about single mothers and sluts and women? Guys, a woman doesn't have to have a child to be disgusted by a man talking about a single mother because you're talking about women. Y'all ain't ready for this information, man. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. If you are saying something bad about a woman, what's to make you say that you ain't going to say nothing bad about her? She gone. She ain't going to talk to you. That's one thing. The next problem y'all guys have is how you text, because all you're doing is texting. There's no substance in your text messages. So let me give you an example. And I'm going to give some love to you, my motherfucking chat room dogs. If dumbass over here is sending boring texts, okay? You don't think Kaz is sending some smooth-ass shit? You don't think Vlad is sending smooth-ass shit? You don't think Primetime is smooth? Whiskey, Joshua, Flower, Gonzalez? All you motherfuckers listening, Mike, TD, Freelance, y'all don't even understand what the fuck I'm saying. Because it's just because you texting her don't mean she interested if your text messages don't have impact. This is why y'all flirt the fuck. Flirt the fuck, guys. Y'all learned that in the first flirt the fuck. No impact on your messages. That's why she doesn't want to see you on Saturday. Because you ain't making her pussy wet. You ain't giving her a tingling feeling. You don't have her thinking about you in a way where she can't even understand why you are what the fuck you are. That's what I'm saying to you, man. Let me find that shit. What is this right here? Wait, no, that's the aftermath. I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. That's the I'm sorry, guys. That was aftermath. Let me find some other shit. Let me find some other shit to show y'all. But this is what I'm trying to tell y'all, motherfuckers, man. Nobody's going to tell you this shit because they want y'all to think it's the woman's fault, but nobody looks at what the fucking man does, man. Nobody takes a moment and a second to look at how the motherfucker's texting. And most guys are generic. And they ain't even really talking about shit, man. They ain't talking about shit. This is what I'm talking about right here. See, these are the fucking messages you should be getting. See, when you getting messages like that, there ain't no Saturday date. It's going to be a Friday fuck. It's going to be, guys, a Friday fuck. Ain't going to be no Saturday date when they talk to you that way. When they send you messages like this, ain't no fucking, dude, you should be getting this shit way before Saturday. Way before Saturday, you should be getting that message like that. But the question is, if you ain't getting that shit, then you know why she ain't fucking with you, man. But yeah, you want to blame the woman, like, you know, oh, man, that's fucked up. Man, she wasted my time. Let me see if this is the one I'm looking for. See that shit? See that shit right there? Do you think she's going to waste his time? Do you actually think, the guy that got this message right here, do you actually think that she ain't fucking when she sends a message like this? Because does the company is text messages, voice messages, video, and going live, gentlemen. Going live. That's how deep the game is, man. That's what I'm saying, Josh. Hey, yeah, right, Joshua. No Saturday, going to be a Friday. Fuck. That's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get you guys to see this shit. I know y'all can't see it, and I know y'all guys think that it's women. It's the woman's fault and shit. See, this is it. No, that's not the one. Damn, I got so many. I'm trying to see the one that I'm trying to find. Coco. Shoot. No, this ain't it. No, that's not it. Got so many of these motherfuckers. I'm just trying to find the right one. No, that's not the one. I'm trying to find these things. Hold on, man. There's so many of these motherfuckers. Exploring her territory. No, that's after. I'm sorry, that's aftermath. That's aftermath. See that right there? There you go, right here. There you go, right here. See, this is the case in point I'm making right in this message right here. When you go a long time without talking to a woman, this is her response because she doesn't want to lose face and she doesn't want to make it seem like she's desperate. So she does a safe question. Are you busy? See that? And look at her reply. It's just you never responded to me. Do you see that shit, what I'm saying? That's the fuck what I'm saying. Oh, wait, that's after you get the pussy right there. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find another one right there. See? Here's another one. That was yesterday. Look today. Didn't respond, but I just wanted to know that you're on my mind. That, y'all, see, this is amazing how motherfuckers don't be telling you this shit. It's amazing to me how motherfuckers don't be teaching this kind of game right here. She cannot waste your time unless you are a bona fide fucking time waster. Here's another one. Bam. I missed you, and I called you one time when you answered and I hung up. See that shit? See that? See that? Yes, you always think about my needs first, but I feel some kind of way, right? I've asked you for more time, but what's your response? I'm going to wait. More time for sex. See that? Guys, this is what I'm talking about, man. And you send, and you really talk that yak. It's a Friday fuck. It's a Friday fuck. See that? That's a Friday fuck. But y'all don't, y'all can't see what I'm talking about because y'all think you cannot, I'm showing you that you should not put yourself in a position to be a to waste time. I think this is the one I'm thinking about. Is this it? There you go, right there. If you don't get this shit before fucking Wednesday or Thursday, it's your fault, man. This should be the response of every fucking woman you text because you know how to do it right. She should be saying, I can't stop thinking about you. What did you do to me, man? That's the question she should be asking you, man. Hold on, let me check the lines real quick. Okay. That's what should be happening, man, okay? Question. You said, I told this one girl on the date to wear something that is going to make me smile and makes you feel good. Is that good? Well, you tell me, the man. Is it, I mean, how does she respond? The man, here's my problem. Here's my, not problem with you. I love what you're saying, but you're not, okay, here's the thing. What happened when you said it? What happened? Go beyond what you go and keep going. Tell us what happened. Because if I tell a woman to wear something sexy, right, for me, and she says, no, there ain't no date. That's the end. So how can she waste my time? These people got y'all really fucked up on this time-wasting shit. The reason why I want you to be clear, concise, transparent, and impactful, guys, is because I don't want you to get yourself in a position that you get your fucking time wasted. And when I'm talking to a woman, like you did, you're telling her what to do, right? Right? I'm not going to debate with her. I'm not going to interview. I'm going to have discussions with her. And through those discussions, I'm going to explore her. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to blame anybody. But I'm building a connection of romance, seduction, sexuality. I'm showing her that I am different from all the other guys, man. All right, let's see what he said. With that particular girl, it did work out. But king of using that for this new girl, I'm going to see. Let me see something here. Here's your problem with this. Okay, there's a problem with your statement. There's a problem with your statement, man. The man. There's a problem with this. Let me hit that commercial again. And like I said, if y'all just joining us, we showed y'all earlier some of the birthday presents somebody got. Beautiful woman here. Some shit that he got for his birthday. Let me run a commercial real quick, Demand, because I don't think you understand where I'm coming from. So let me just run a commercial real quick, and I'll explain what I'm talking about, okay? So just give me a second, because what you're saying is okay, but it's just not good enough, man. I got you. Let me run that commercial again on the new thing that we have on the Man Mindset. Be right back.
Your shower, your closet, and your pantry, living room, bedroom, and everything in between say a lot more about you than you realized. Welcome to the Man Mindset Collection. What your home looks like can reveal a whole lot about your personality. Your walls can talk without saying a word. Your home's decor, style, and accessories are very important for today's modern bachelor. Are you adventurous, well-traveled, creative, sexual? So what does your home say about you? And what does it say to a woman who wants to come over and spend quality time with you? Your home is meant to be a place of comfort, safety, self-expression, and most importantly, sexual expression. Do you want to be average, or do you want to create a sexual playground? Let everyone else bitch about women. Ask yourself this question. Is your home telling the correct tale about you? If not, you need to write a new story. Allow us to do the work for you, and you just set things up.
All right, we're back. Let me go ahead and answer this question for this young man. All right, so let me pull up the question you asked the man. All right, so you said, I told this girl on a date to wear something that's going to make me smile, make you smile, and make you feel good. I will give you a C+. I'll give you a C+ because you're not going beyond the generic-ass statements that you guys make, man. When I want you to wear something, okay, let me help you. I want you to wear something that's going to make me smile and make you feel good. And the reason why I'm saying this is because if you look the way you look when I first met you, oh, I just can't wait to see you in something tight formed or something that fits your body. Because I'm already sexually attracted to you, and I can't wait to spend some time with you to see you, get to know you better, but try not to look too sexy because you might throw me off a little bit because I might have to grab you, bring you close to me, and go on for the kiss too fast. I'm not ready to do that right now. So why don't you wear something? You know what? I find it very sexy. I love a woman in black. I love the contrast of how the
the black outfit goes against your body and with your lipstick and your eyes. And do you see what I'm saying, the man? You're just being generic. You're not going deeper into being. See, you are being surface, which is okay. But I want you to be a deeper man to say you want to. You just don't want to lead somebody to do something without giving them justifying points of why you want them to do that. Okay. Okay. That's why it's okay. And you say, well, that particular girl didn't work out, but King of using that for the new girl. Well, but this is the problem. You're still being fucking on the surface, dog, because you're asking for shit, but you're not really giving a definite reason or definition of why you're asking for what you're asking for, okay? So that's the problem. Now, we're going to go for about another 30 minutes. We'll go for another 30 minutes, but I might have to do a show tomorrow on that Cobra Kai shit, man, because that shit is so fucking mind-blowing. But like I said before, guys, all of this stuff has to be connected, gentlemen. To know, wait, let me check the phone lines before I continue this, my little motherfucking rant. Okay. But matter of fact, I'm going to close the lines down so I can just finish off this motherfucking rant. So let me shut that shit down.